Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. In the great cosmic battle between God and the devil, light and darkness, good and evil, in that battle, we are all frontline soldiers, and no one gets a vacation. So speak to that person, Ray, who maybe feels marginalized. Maybe they feel like they live in obscurity. They're a stay-at-home mom, and they hardly even get out to see the sun and to see other people, or somebody who works in, you know, a factory, and they feel like they just hardly are rubbing shoulders with hardly anybody. Speak to them about their role in this spiritual battle.
You know, it was said long ago, Satan trembles when he sees the weakest Christian on his knees. There's an important truth there. I was thinking about during the break, Ephesians 6, put on the whole armor of God. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And the very next verse says to continue in prayer, to pray at all times and in all seasons and in all situations. And I think Paul's telling us something, that we're going to be in a battle, and one of our weapons is going to be the Word of God, and one of our weapons is going to be prayer. So if you are that stay-at-home mom, if you are confined to a sick bed, if you are the factory worker who feels like the front lines are thousands of miles away, here is the real truth. And I think the war on terror has really shown us this, that this is not like World War II, where you could be safe in Kansas and the front lines, you know, are over in Europe or in South Pacific somewhere, thousands of miles away. No, the spiritual battle is so real, and it rages all around us. And we must, and let me just underline that word must, we must stand strong. We must not be surprised when the enemy comes against us. And I think for those of us who feel like, well, I am just a stay-at-home mom. I am just this factory worker. I just have this job. No. There are no people who just have jobs in the kingdom of God. Everybody is a soldier. Everybody is called into battle. Everybody faces a struggle, and everybody's got to put on the armor of God. Everybody's got to pick up the sword of the Spirit, and everybody's got to advance into battle, praying as we go. So it doesn't matter whether you think you don't feel very important. There is a battle. You are needed. You are needed on your knees. You are needed in the Word of God and through the Word of God. And you are needed to stand strong as an example to your brothers and sisters who fight around you on every side.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.